Hello, people. Buck here, Buck's Podcast. This is a bulletin came out from Putin. Putin blames DC for Moscow attack. Wouldn't that be an act of terrorism from the U.S.? And you know damn well that Russia's gonna attack. Now you're just provoking a bear now, and just see how that goes. Since Russian President Vladimir Putin has gone on national television, which was in a video on X, I do believe, to tell the Russian people the terrorist attack is a link in the chain to Kyiv and Washington. Who benefits, the Russian president asked. The Kyiv regime has used any kind of inhuman tactics which make up local sequence of events aimed at intimidating Russian society and sowing discord, he said. They also tried to show Ukrainians that the only thing they need is to obey the orders of Washington, he added. Moscow terrorists trained in Turkey, recruited through Ukraine embassy in Tajikistan? I can't understand it. And anyways, I'll put it in there so you guys can read it. World. Moscow concert hall terrorists were trained in Ispanol for 2 months. All four terrorists were trained in one of the camps in Turkey. The preparations for 2 months took place in Ispanol. Today, both Russian and governments of Turkey are destroying those camps recruited by Ukraine. The recruitment of assassins for the terrorist attack in Moscow, Crocus City Hall concert venue, was organized through the embassy of Ukraine in Tajikistan. According to the military expert, ex-special service officer, retired Colonel Rakhamov, I'm sorry if I'm not pronouncing these right, but you probably get an idea who they are. A few weeks before the terrorist attack, information appeared on the website of a Ukrainian diplomatic mission about inviting foreigners to join the so-called International Legion, he noted. The message was later removed. The embassy of the Ukrainian embassy in Dushanbe is an ex-head of the Foreign Intelligence Service, and a consulate in itself is looking for, you know, people to go do terrorist attacks. Publishing an order to hire assassins open on the page of the embassy in Ukraine and Tajikistan, he said, adding that it provided all the contacts of a potential terrorist could only write or call. Rahmanov constantly monitors such messages on the website of a Ukrainian embassy. Since 2014, Ukrainian diplomats have posted similar announcements several times, only to have them removed. Geez, I wonder why. The work on recruiting foreigners was led by the ambassador's extraordinary of Ukraine, Valery M. Endiokimov, Evanikov, former head of Foreign Intelligence Service under Lizinsky, the expert said. That guy just spoke of Valerie there, was the head of the Foreign Intelligence Service of Ukraine from September 2019 to June 2020. And that's about all I got on that story. So, you know, they're provoking the bear now, and then they're bringing in people from the Middle East as well. So, you know, I'm pretty sure, you know, this gives Russia a reason to start attacking the Middle East, probably, and it's probably going to happen with Israel. So, yeah, I'm pretty sure, like, we're here in Canada, and Trudeau is helping, you know, provoke all this as well. I'm pretty sure he's in talks with everybody in NATO, how this is playing out. And China's going to get in on us, and if they go with Russia, they, you know, you got the two biggest superpowers in the world. You know, what's going to happen to us? We're going to be dust in the wind, so to speak. Hope you like listening, and click subscribe, how that thing works. And if you like listening, remember, if you're a hockey player, keep that stick on the ice. Thank you.